where you plant the seeds among the thorns and the thistles and they choke it and kill it. We've allowed some situations and some people that we've prayed for, we've allowed those situations to nearly die because they've been choked out by our past hurts, offenses, and struggles. And I'm here to tell you that that situation isn't dead. You just have to go back to the basics. You just have to go back to prayer. You just have to go back to fasting. You just have to go back to getting in the Word and seeing how God tells you how to handle those situations. See, there's different paths that we take based on our choices. Right now, in these choices where we feel like we failed and we get it back, it's not gone. You just have to take the scenic route. Go all the way back around to the beginning and start over. That doesn't mean it's going to take the same amount of time. Because like I've preached before, when you've learned through all the failures and all the past situations, all the past issues, you no longer start at that same place that you started before the failures. You start at the top. And that now is your base level. So when we're walking into this harvest, when we're walking into this thing, there's got to be preparation. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a result in the Bible about somebody who harvested on a situation. And it's in Luke 15, 18 through 20. You guys know the whole story surrounding it. It's about the prodigal son who leaves and returns. But I want to talk about the end of it. And it says in verse 18, when he finally came to himself, he said, I will arise, go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no longer worthy to be called thy son, make me as one of thy servants. And he arose and came to his father. See, we think in this story, I'm not saying all of you, but I used to think that in this story, he just got to a point where he was so low that he just came to a realization. But then when I read the next verse, the rest of this, it says, when he arose and came to his father, said, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. The son didn't come to himself on his own. The father was praying. The father was speaking over his son. The father was preparing himself for his son's return. The father had invested time, effort, knowledge, and wisdom into his son all the way up until the time his son wanted to leave and go out on his own, thinking he knew better. And when he was gone,